Hello and welcome to the 98% Pure Potato podcast. And this week I'm going to move on from a discussion about brand, countries and rap maps back to the original subject, which is that of a workshop for using brand screenplays to develop storylines for brands. And I want to use this podcast to talk about facilitation. Now, at some point, I might get around to doing a series and possibly a book about the basic tools, tricks and so on for facilitating workshops and how one goes about doing that. And I teach a course on it, which I take to various places. And if you're interested, get in touch. But I just want to talk much more specifically about the role of the facilitator in a brand screenplay workshop, because it is quite distinct. Because in the process of the workshop, you need to write at the very least a scene in a story, or maybe even a whole film. And if people aren't used to doing that, they need someone to go me first and to do it. And that's the role you play as a facilitator. Facilitation is a whole range of different activities, a whole range of different skills. And it's worth seeing it as a continuum. I'll put a diagram up, at least on the LinkedIn page, but I've got this from the Facilitator's Pocketbook, written by John Townsend and Paul Donovan. It's a sort of small format in the Pocketbook series. And in their book, they have a schematic called the Facilitraining Rainbow, which I find quite helpful as a reminder. There's an awful lot on the slide, and I'm not going to unpack all of it, except what they do is to point out that this rainbow is a continuum across how active the facilitator is, all the way from, in effect, if you're presenting, so you're doing all the work, you're not actually facilitating, you're presenting. So that would be one extreme where you're communicating information to an audience. That's at its most forthright in terms of facilitating. At the other end of the rainbow, you are process monitoring. In other words, you're not saying anything, you're simply watching what those in the workshop are doing. And from time to time, you may be making comments or giving feedback to tell them what is happening in the room and what you're observing about the processes. So there, the facilitator is barely evident and is, in effect, in the corner watching. And between there, there's a whole lot of different stages, which I may as well go through. So if I looked at the X ratio of this rainbow, X to Y goes from low to high in terms of how much of a contribution is the facilitator making to the content. It's called a rainbow rather than a continuum because the Y scale is about the amount of interaction with participants. Because if you think about it, at one level, at its extreme, if you're presenting, there's no participation with participants because you're presenting to them, so that's why the rainbow drops in the far right. And at the near end, there's no interaction with participants because you're simply watching them as you're monitoring the process and how that's going. But in between, there are ways in which you, the facilitator, would be encouraging people to talk, would be asking questions, would be getting feedback, would be challenging, and so on. So that's where the rest of the rainbow is. So if I was to walk down the rainbow from presenting, the next stage down, or from far right, back over the rainbow, anti-clockwise, the next stage would be demonstrating. Before that, higher up, more interaction, but again going anti-clockwise, would be teaching. And then Socratic direction, which is where you are engaging as a facilitator with those who are there, but in effect you are challenging them and they can't tell where the discussion is going because you're taking their responses and you are asking provocative questions back to keep the discussion going. That's the top, the Socratic direction. That's the highest level of interaction with participants. And then you start coming down again, where the facilitator is making less contribution to content. So the next one is facilitating discussion. So in other words, the facilitator isn't leading the discussion, but enabling the discussion to take place between the participants, but not standing at the front to do that. And then even less, where there is brainstorming, where in effect, by asking questions and gathering feedback from the audience, the facilitator is even less involved and not making much contribution other than to say, have you got any more ideas? And actually maybe working with writing up the notes themselves. So has actually relatively little to say. And then we're right down to the bottom left, which is process monitoring. I'm not going to go into detail on the screenplay writing workshop yet, but simply to comment on the fact that the role of the facilitator is fairly much at the presenting and the teaching stage at the start, because you have to explain to people how the screenplay workshop is going to work, what they're expected to do. But the other thing that you have to focus on is, once you've taught them the rules, which are really about writing the screenplay, you have to get them to forget the marketing aspects of the task almost entirely. And that's because you are not trying to keep on two rails of doing storytelling on the one hand and thinking about marketing and brand on the other, because it'll tie you up in knots and you'll never get anywhere. What you've really got to do is to set up the task in terms of writing the screenplay at the start, so that people understand that they're going to write a story. Having said that, you need to start with gathering some information about what the brand stands for. Again, I won't go into the details of the specifics of it, because I think that's worth doing as a separate session. But once you've done that, in effect, the facilitator flips role. We've got all the raw materials there, and then we start with the storytelling. And normally what's going to happen is to knock the main character out of their security, get them into crisis, and in effect, to bring conflict into a situation with a brand, which puts the brand under pressure. And so therefore, leading through that process, as a facilitator, you may be doing quite a lot of improvising in front of the workshop. Those that are in the workshop, take all the input that they give you, see if you can shape it, you can incorporate it and take it forward. But as they get the idea, normally that the group starts to work a lot better, with people starting to contribute ideas, because what's going on is that they forget the marketing background to it. They simply focus on the storytelling aspect and where we take the story next. And so in that sense, the beauty of the technique is that the whole group becomes focused on telling a good story. And whenever it looks like it's calming down a bit and it's getting dull, we introduce more conflict. And I think when people are so primed in brand development to avoid conflict at all costs, they start to realize that the more conflict you introduce, within reason, the more challenges you present to the brand, the more the brand has to find new qualities and to new characteristics, or to get help from other members, other characters within the drama. And because of that, conflict becomes something that you embrace, because it creates involvement, it creates interest. And as you do this, you focus on the quality of the storytelling. Once you've been through all of it, the facilitator then plays quite a different role, because you're going, well, what do we learn from this? And this is where, once we've got an assembled story, we then pull back and to ask the questions, what do we learn from this scene or screenplay? And then it moves right back into much more what I would call conventional facilitation, where we set the question, what does the brand need to do to overcome the difficulties it's facing in the coming year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it might be? And then off we go back into marketing land, where it's a much more conventional process of looking at specific activities which would be represented by the new qualities of the brand you found. And you're looking at straight implementation, which you might be doing in plenary session with everyone there, or you might be doing it breaking the teams into small groups in different ways. But that's taking us on to other areas. But I wanted to kind of talk about that range, because if all I did was to talk in general terms about facilitation, you might think that there's a particular way of doing this, or that somehow I stand there as a facilitator and people just make it up and off they go. They won't do that. They do need some encouragement, because it's a really weird thing, having decided your particular character for your brand, to then go off and write a story if you've never actually written a screenplay before, as most of us haven't. You do need to lead as a facilitator to move things on. Having done that, the group normally works quite well. You don't need to do too much work as a facilitator to draw people out, but your job as a facilitator is to introduce conflict elements to keep the tension up, because that creates drama, that creates involvement, that pulls the group in more to come up with more suggestions. And then once one has gone through that aspect of it, one goes back to far more conventional facilitation, which, if you want to know how to facilitate classic sort of business development workshops, that becomes far more conventional in how that works. But if you're curious as to that slightly different role, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I want to talk about this week. If you have any questions or comments about facilitation, by all means, get in touch. Next week, I will go back to the specifics of the screenplay and how one puts the various core elements together to be able to do that workshop. So until then, goodbye.